Okay, so chocolate. Do I buy chocolate or do I make chocolate? I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I couldn't buy someone's chocolate. I thought, well, this would be fun. Been on to South America a few times. Buy some beans, buy some machines, make chocolate. Well, it took 2 years to get it all set up, but now we're doing it. And it's really fun getting involved in the origins of the beans and meeting the farmers and bringing them in and roasting them. So there's my...
Yeah, so we were going to ask, like, what factors help you decide which cocoa beans you're going to buy?
Okay, for me, number one is the flavor. I'm looking for a middle-of-the-road flavor and not bitter, so it's accessible to the most people possible. I'm not going after the esoteric chocolate connoisseurs because this is an energy bar. It's for everybody. So that would be one. Number two is I want a consistent supply because if you buy from different co-ops, the beans change all the time, and I want to have a consistent flavor. And also, it's hard enough to make chocolate. We want to keep, once we got it going, we want to keep going the same way. And then third, I wanted to buy from places that were sustainable, whether it was environmentally or human basis. And we visited the farms, and we could see that they were doing both.
Oh, that's great. Do you still, for your added ingredients, like your, the kelp and the pumpkin seeds, are those, do you use the same factors trying to decide where to source?
Well, the
those
algae
from?
Protein is really only one source, so let's kind of take it or leave it.
Yeah, well, fine.
We did buy organic sugar that's also vegan, direct from a big importer from Brazil, because I wanted to have vegan sugar and organic. And the cocoa butter is also organic, but mostly because it has a great flavor. And it adds flavor to the chocolate. Same thing with the sugar. The sugar actually has a taste to it. It isn't like white sugar. It's kind of a yellow. So that has minerals and some taste. So always looking at taste, but also trying to go the right way with the sustainability.
Great. Well, our last question we were going to ask, when you're buying your own chocolate bars, I guess now you have your own, but
right.
What factors do you choose? Like, how do you decide which ones you're going to pick when you're in the supermarket?
Well, now that I've been doing chocolate for a couple of years, I've become kind of a chocolate snob. Like, if you do something for a long time, you kind of know what the nuances are, and you pick up your own.
Is there not very much in it?
For example, there's a big French company that's the original Beat the Bar, Michel Clouzel, and I've tried a lot of them, and I really only like his Madagascar, so I'll buy that one, for example. I tend to try other people's Ecuadorian, because I buy Ecuadorian beans, so I like to see how they're doing, but I prefer South America and Madagascar out of all of them. So it's kind of like... You know, you want to see how they're doing.
So you're just, looking for the origin country?
Origin and also the, how good the chocolate is, how they roast it, how they grind it.
Yeah.
I mean, once you're in the business, you turn into an expert.
Definitely. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.